Alright, here we go again. This is three parts. First part, the high-end welfare cases that call themselves government workers and politicians. Now check it out. You ask for our tax dollars because you say you're going to do the best job. You're the best person for the job. Now here we are in 2009, widespread corruption. But the people that still sit next to the corrupted people acting like they don't have anything to do with it because it's not them, the ones that's being prosecuted at the time. If you're doing such a good job and care so much about the taxpayers' dollars to tell somebody on welfare that they're living off you, you're taking them on your shoulders, and you get $80,000 to $200,000 a year, taxpayers plus the best health care. So you just like that person, the girl with the 15 kids and don't do nothing all day but use their checks on her man and drinks and shit. When you gonna stand up and do something about that before the authorities, before it's somebody from a private organization gets caught doing something, then they tell on somebody else. A bunch of tattletales after the fact. We just would have sat to the end of the world and kept doing the same thing over and over. On top of that, when you get a corrupted politician, elected official, who's convicted of corruption, they're supposed to pay all that money back. Their earnings, not just a fine, they're supposed to pay all the money back that they've earned because they're corrupt. That used to be a law, right? A politician convicted of corruption would have to pay the taxpayer money back because fraudulent, that's like a breach of contract, right? High-end welfare cases. Second part. How did somebody call my house and say whatever their name was and then state, I see here that you have a case, a lawsuit filed against the Department of Justice. Right here it says a lawsuit filed against you. Then start talking about my student loans like you're the Department of Education. I said, who is this? He said his name again. I said, no, who is this? Who is this, Department of Education? Yeah. So I hung up. That same night on television, they were talking about people fraudulently saying that they were part of government and running scams and stuff like that. So I wanted to know. But this phone call was after I notified the governor of the case number against the Attorney General of the state of Michigan. I want to know how, if the day after the phone call, I received a dismissal of case, did this person even know that there was a lawsuit filed if the summons never went out? I never received anything from the judge that she accepted the case. How did you know that there was a lawsuit filed without me knowing, that you knew? Number three, how does a judge dismiss a case, say it's frivolous, after reading a complaint that says the Attorney General didn't do anything in regards to the law, his occupation, responsibilities in regards to a person who said that they were attacked, shot, the kids were killed, and their identities were stolen? How do you come up with frivolous if you read the complaint? Now, you went and said that you said the Attorney General didn't do anything about Department of Human Services, the City of Detroit, and Henry Ford Health System. I said, you got that from the letters that was attached to the complaint. They were attached to the complaint because that was proof that he didn't do anything. I'm not supposed to conduct an investigation for when he said there's a lack of evidence. He's supposed to conduct the investigation because if you go to the FBI, they send you a postcard from the Attorney General's office. So how is there a lack of evidence? I said that the police didn't take a report. If they don't have a report on record, that's evidence. I asked you to take a report. So for the judge to say it's frivolous because of the Attorney General stating it's out of his jurisdiction. Two, he's not a supervisor. No, one, it's a lack of evidence. Two, he's not supervisory over the DHS. Over DHS, what about the others? And he's not allowed to act as your personal attorney. I didn't ask him to act as my personal attorney. You took right off the letters and went, well, like I said, after I contacted Granholm, then I received the dismissal. I filed on the 2nd of July. You sent that on the 23rd. But anyway, further on to the form itself. Now what I have to do, we get what I'm doing is I'm pulling people down of that system in the record category, but they're classing as the abnormal niggas that's responsible for spells wrong. How do you spell my name wrong?
Sodomites, what they call themselves.
When it's on the first page.
Sodomites, the gays and lesbians.
Now the name that you put in the box is the same name that I told you somebody was using.
Anybody stupid
in regards to the identity fraud
can do the same job that someone who's able to do
so
it.
So are you serious? Are you serious? I gotta contact the Bar Association and find out how many of you are in the Bar Association. I already know the Attorney General of the country, the United States, he's on your team too, because I already notified them. Everybody except Obama. So, if it gets to where I contact Obama and he does the same, takes the same position as you do, then it's corrupt. That's it. That's close the books. Everybody's doing crime. Nobody's really doing what they're supposed to do. And these are the high-end welfare cases, talking about what they're supposed to be because of how much they make. Now you say, okay, you're not collecting your check from the taxpayers. Where you getting your money from? You took a job with the country. Since you a royal person, who's your father? Since you're better than everybody else because of how much you got, why you take a job with the government? What's your father's name?